Carter Baron Amphitheater.
Like
tonight we proudly present Larry Travis, Warner Brothers recording star, and Mr. John Denver, RCA recording star. And now, Mr. John Denver.
Carolina.
just feel the moon rise. They look just like a friend of mine. They hit me from behind, and I'm going to Carolina in the mind. Harry, she's a silver sun. You best walk away and watch it shine. Watch her watch the morning come. Something soft and kind. Hey, babe, the sky's on fire. I'm dying, ain't I? Gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Or can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine? They hit me from behind, and I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway call. Geese in flight, and dogs in bite. Signs it might be omens.
Building
coffin. The one I fought for hanging upside down. The wind was blowing hard, the dirt was flying. It made the city sky look dark and brown. Except her hair was long, and in her face, she explained this was a demonstration against the war for the human race.
Bye.
Sing it again. Last night I heard a stranger's dream. I've never dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all the dream to put an end to war. I dreamed the world had all the dream to put an end to war. Before we go any further, I'd like to take this opportunity to have you meet two very good friends of mine. They've been working together for exactly a year now, and it pleases me more than I can say to have them to help me with my music. I'd like you to meet on guitar from Aspen, Colorado, Mr. Mike Taylor. And on bass from New York City, Mr. Dick Kinnett. Things rolling right along with this carnival-like atmosphere that we've already created here this evening, and do a song for you about one of my favorite spots in the whole world. You know, we've been on tour most of the summer. We only had a couple of weeks or so off this summer, and we really hit some of the high spots. You know, we were in Fargo, North Dakota. We were in Hastings, Nebraska. We were in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Is there somebody from Shawnee back there? Big deal. Friendly. I'm already in trouble. This is a song, as I say, about it. There are certain towns in the country that have, you know, kind of a feeling when you get into them. And this is a song about one of those places. It's a city that I can compare only to others, like Fargo, I mentioned that, all of those that I mentioned, I think. Waco, Texas would be another one. Alexandria. Saturday night in Toledo, Ohio, is like nowhere at all. All through the day, how the hours rush by. You sit in the park and you watch the grass die. Oh, but after the sunset, the dusk and the twilight, when shadows of night start to fall, they roll back the sidewalks precisely at 10, and people who live there are not seen again. Just two lonely truckers from Great Falls, Montana, and a salesman from places unknown. See, that's my little vocal lead piece that I like to throw in. All huddled together in downtown Toledo to spend their big night all alone. You ask how I know of Toledo, Ohio. Well, I spent a week there one day. They've got entertainment to dazzle your eyes. Go visit the bakery and watch the buns rise. Oh, but let's not forget that the folks of Toledo unselfishly gave us the scale. No springs, honest weight. That's the promise they made. So smile and be thankful next time you get weighed. than wet wind. Let this be our motto, and let's let the sleeping dogs lie. So here's to the dogs of Toledo, Ohio. Ladies, we bid you goodbye. Just a little something I like to throw in to sort of lower the quality of the whole show. You have to watch out with songs like that. You get into a great deal of trouble with some of those songs. I got into trouble with that particular song one night. I did the song in Cleveland. And there were some people in the audience who were from Toledo, and they were offended by the song. I don't mean for anybody to be offended by any of the songs that I do. I really don't mean, especially not a song like Toledo. I think it's a very funny song. I think it's very well written. It's basically true. And I don't want anybody to be offended by it. These people were upset. They came back after the show to tell me about it. They told me in no uncertain terms. They actually bruised me up a little bit. There were three of the biggest girls I've ever seen. Wrote this song in New York City a couple years ago on a really hot, sticky night. It felt like it was about as humid as this. It hadn't rained yet. It was a long night. I'd been to a recording session with some friends, got back about 1:30 in the morning, and it was so sticky that the curtains on the windows were damp. You know, they were so I couldn't sleep at all, and I stayed up and wrote this song. I've been a long time diving beneath the blanket, I can't breathe. The days are like an oven, the nights forever. Nothing to do, not much else to see. I'm spending a long time looking for
flown my lady's pleasures, had myself some friends, spend a time or two in my own home. I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have the chance to hang around. Lie there by the fire, watch the evening tire while all the friends, my old lady, sit and pass the pipe around. Talk of homes and bears and promises, things that we believe in. How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care. How long it's been since yesterday, what about tomorrow? What about our dreams and all the memories we share? They pass so quickly now, nights are seldom long. Time around me whispers when it's cold. Changes somehow frighten me, still I have to smile. It turns me on to think of growing old. Though my life's been good to me, still so much to do. So many things my mind has never known. I'd like to raise a family, I'd like to sail away. That's across the mountains on the road. I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have the chance to hang around. Lie there by the fire, watch the evening tire, while all the friends and my old lady sit and pass the pipe around. Talk of homes and prayers and promises, things that we believe in. How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care. How long it's been since yesterday, what about tomorrow? What about our dreams and all the memories we over the things, but I had to be okay with me before they could use it.
And they got some really good people from California to do the filming and stuff like that. And I have to tell you that modesty forbid, they're three of the nicest commercials I've ever seen. Did you ever see the movie A Man and a Woman? Remember the photography in that? I mean, beautiful, really soft photography and really beautiful color. That's what these commercials are like. I've never seen any commercials like them. And the three commercials, if I can take a minute to tell you what they are. The first one starts off with a guy who's getting ready to go to college, and he comes and he's registering for college. He comes screaming out of his apartment and races across the bridge of the Mississippi River to the University of Minnesota, and he's standing next to the scene, standing in line, in the registration line, and then he's signing all the stuff, and he writes a check to pay his fees and everything. And then he goes to a bookstore to get his books and everything, where he meets this girl. Don't start putting things ahead. Just remember the girl. And he remembers this girl, and then later on he's writing a check to pay for his books, and then he leaves and he gets on a bus, and the girl is sitting in the back, and he goes and sits down beside her. That's the first song. It's called the first commercial with Take Me Tomorrow is the song. The next one starts off with him looking through this jewelry store window at some wedding rings, see? And then it kind of flashes back to the two of them courting and cavorting. And then he's writing a check to pay for the rings, and then he's proposing to her. You see, and then the last commercial is when they get married. And they're really neat commercials, right? What happened is that the bank was really pleased with the commercials. They're very pleased with how they turned out. They're very pleased with the response and everything. And they asked me. They were up to some sort of national advertising award, which they didn't win. But I mean, the bank has been pleased with the whole thing. And so they came to me. They said, John, you know, we're so happy with how everything has gone with these commercials. And we'd like you to do something else for us if we can. We'd like you to write a theme song for the bank. I should tell you at this point that they already have a theme song that goes something like, Northwestern National Bank, may we help you today? Now, I can understand why they wanted a new theme song. Anyway, they said, John, a couple things about it. The song can only be 60 seconds long. You can't mention bank anywhere in the song, but you've got to have the phrase, may we help you today. I'll be honest with you guys, I really couldn't get into it for a long time. A couple of months ago, I started feeling guilty about the thing. I thought, you know, they had asked me to do this, and I said that I would try. The least I should do was give them something, you know, to look at. And so I sat down one day with all these papers that they'd given to me about how they were trying to change the image of the bank and all this kind of stuff. I read through it several times. And finally, I picked up my guitar and wrote a little song. I'd like to do it. second song for a bank with the phrase, may we help you today. A little informal title, but I oh, I love the changing seasons, green and growing all around. Smiling faces, laughing children, making such a joyful sound. In my dreams I see tomorrow, time and children of my own. Someone who will stand beside me, helping me to build ourselves a home. If your eyes can see tomorrow, though it might seem far away, if you have some dreams to build,
hold on, may we help you today.
Do my newest song for you. It's always kind of a traumatic experience the first time that you sing a new song to someone else. And it seems especially traumatic these days. I've done a song once before up in Central Park last week. But I haven't written a song since Poems, Prayers, and Promises, and that was last January. And so you worry about, if you're going to be able to follow the last one up. And so you finally get around to writing a song, and you just really don't know. But I like the song. I don't know about it, but I like it. It's called All of My Memories. Thank you.
what I find. Somewhere in the shade, hear the sound of the sweet singing river. Somewhere in the sun, where the mountains make love to the sky. Somewhere to build me a faith. A farm, a family, somewhere to grow older, somewhere reason to try. Somewhere to grow older, somewhere to lay down and die. Younger than the mountains, growing like the breeze.
to do a concert on the steps of the Capitol in Charleston.
And what we thought we'd do is go down and sing Country Roads about 15 times. I thank you for being really lovely people to sing for. It's exciting to come back to Washington. This place, in many respects, is like home to me. We'd like to do one more song. I guess we have a sort of intermission, and Mary is coming out. Anyway, I'd like to teach another song if I can. This is one that I wrote about really pretty summer, sunny, springtime weather, I guess. I wrote it on a really cruddy day last winter. And the song means a lot to me. I'll sing the chorus once, kind of pay attention, do a verse. And when I come back to the chorus, I'd like you to sing it. Sunshine in my eyes.